Welcome back to Morning Coffee with Rick Alexander. The theme for the month of November is the second annual 21 Maxims to Maximize Your Life. These are thoughts and contemplations to help you begin finding your own North Arrow as you navigate what could only be described as a chaotic 2020. If you want to go deeper than just the audio experience, you can also head to rickalexander.com and find the show notes as well as journaling prompts. Also, that will be linked up in the show notes of this episode. I also did a short show on how to journal if you're new to it and want to check that out as well. It'll be included on the 21 Maxims page of the website. And of course, if you do get anything at all out of these, it would mean the world to me if you would head to iTunes, give us a 5-star review, and just share the show with anyone you think could benefit from the message. All right, without further ado, on to the show. Your old thoughts won't work in your new life. You know, it's funny, I became really interested in today's topic a few years ago when it just sort of hit me. Now, I know we all know this, but it just sort of hit me that there were forces within myself which were almost keeping me from going the places that my conscious mind wanted me to go, and also showing up as the person that I consciously, like as in the I that chooses my behavior, would want to show up as. And so it began to open up this world to me that there are parts of ourselves that are driven by forces, motivations, desires that we don't know about, that we don't fully understand and certainly cannot articulate. What's interesting is my partner Danielle is like kind of getting her whole PhD and doing all of her work in the subconscious, like really learning how to help people build a bridge to that side of themselves. And I think that work is so desperately needed simply for the fact that we can't just tell ourselves how to show up. Though the narrative in our culture tends to be that your body is a machine and your head is sort of the driver, your brain is sort of the driver, and you can make it do whatever you want. That's simply not the case. And if it were, you know, the personal development industry wouldn't even exist because you just tell yourself what you wanted to do and then you would go do it. And so that's not at all how we work. As I began to dive into this, I began to understand what's called the adaptive unconscious. Now, what that is you can imagine you're going through your life, you are constantly doing things, right? So you're taking in something like 11,000 sensory inputs per second. And so you're constantly, you know, feeling your way through the world. As you're listening to this, you're feeling the breeze or you're feeling the temperature of the room. And at the same time, if you're maybe in a coffee shop or something, then you're like hearing the slight audible noise of people around you. And if you're driving in your car, you're also hearing the slight audible noise of other cars on the highway. And maybe you're also like thinking about what you're going to do after this. And so what that boils down to is that we are constantly perceiving this host of super complex sensory inputs. And we're in a very complex world and we sense our way through that world. And so in order to learn how to do this with more simplicity, what we do is we take behaviors and we, after we consciously walk through them enough times, right? This is what walking is, for example. Once you do it enough times, what you do is you store that information in what's called your adaptive unconscious. Because if you had to consciously think about every single thing that you were doing, right? As you're like telling yourself walk and you're telling yourself to chew gum and you're telling yourself to think, like you realize like the conscious mind is only the like apex precipice of what your entire mind actually is. The consciousness is this like really small part on the front of your mind that allows you to actively do something in the world. But what the unconscious does, the adaptive unconscious that I'm talking about today, is it actually ingrains patterns about how to be in the world. And so what's happening is you're going through the world, you repeat the action enough times, like learning to walk, it gets stored in the adaptive unconscious, and then you don't have to think about it. You've just freed up that tiny part of your mind that is conscious for moving through the rest of your world or for memorizing the next thing. And so what we do is we store those in our adaptive unconscious, and then we and then we continue on. And obviously, it's got a huge utility to it. The problem is that if we pattern behavior that holds us back or is counter to what we want to show up as, it makes it very hard, because this small part of our consciousness on the front of our mind is counter to, opposed to, or at battle with the entire rest of the iceberg, which is far more than you're aware of. And so it becomes really hard to show up how you want to show up. And so what you have to do is consciously repattern how to be in the world, which is exhausting. And it's exhausting for the same reason that we have the adaptive unconscious in the first place. It's just a lot. But if you do want to show up differently, the thing to understand, or, you know, differently, also just sort of evolve into a higher or more full expression of who you actually are, right? Whatever your metric is for evolution, for change, for success, what you want to do is you want to go through the patterns that you've learned to live out in the world and realize which ones aren't helping you. Now, what's interesting is we think about patterns as, or I'm talking about patterns as things we do in the physical world, like walking, like talking, like all the things that we do every day that we call life. But there are also grooves in your mind which are patterned. And so you have certain thought processes which you fall back into. A new age or more spiritual way to understand this would be that you identify with certain thought forms, and you oftentimes, until you take the time to really start asking yourself really difficult questions about what you believe and who you are and how you want to show up, then you start pulling your identity from those thought forms, right? But until then, what happens is you just sort of fall into the groove of how you've already patterned your adaptive unconscious. And so what happens is a lot of people are adapted to think in ways that hold them back, unfortunately. What I'm saying is what happens is that you identify with thought forms which hold you or keep you from being the person that you want to be, right? Or from that form of evolution or that form of change, right? And so when I say your old thoughts won't work in your new life, what I'm saying is that your old thoughts are your old life. And if you continue to identify with those thought patterns or those thought forms, you'll find it's really difficult to make anything new for yourself. And the reason I'm saying this is because we're in this interesting transition time, right? Like, the world sort of fell apart this year. And so there's all of this upheaval and chaos, and we're trying to find solid ground for ourselves, and we're trying to find what our new normal, quote unquote, looks like. Well, as you try to build that new normal, think back to all of the parts of yourself that were keeping you kind of stuck in that old life. Because what happens is if you continue to identify with those new thought forms in this new world that you're trying to build, what you're going to do is fundamentally build the old world again, right? And so we have to get to the point where we're comfortable releasing all of these old stories about who we are and what we're capable of and what we're doing here. Right? And we have to replace those with new narratives. Now, sometimes you don't know, right? You don't know what you're doing here. You don't know what this new life is going to entail for you. In which case, what you're wanting to do is you want to pattern yourself to be more open, right? You want your adaptive unconscious, for example, to be presented with mystery and to open up to it instead of close off to it. Because if you close off to it, you're probably going to find that you're identifying with old stories, which keep you closed off to new wonder and to new mystery and to new love and to whatever it is that's in the front of you, right? We can't live based on what's behind us and think that what's in front of us will look any different at all. Michael Pollan wrote a book on psychedelics. And what was very interesting is he described them in a way that really made sense to me and is actually pretty spot on for what we're talking about today. He said, imagine your entire life, you are sledding down this hill. Now, each one of these, you're like on one of those metal runner sleds and you slide down the hill. Now, each one of these paths, the path that you go down, is a way of thinking. It's how you think about yourself. It's what you say to yourself when you screw up. It's all of the thoughts that you have, which are somewhat routine, right? These are the thought forms that we identify with. Well, what he said when the first time that he did psilocybin is it was like somebody came, which is the ingredient in magic mushrooms. He said it's like somebody came and then they smoothed out the entire hill, right? And so he said, now you can go wherever you want. Because what was happening before is you might try to get to a new destination, but because the grooves are so deep, the metal runner will eventually fall into one of those old paths and then continue down the hill the way that you used to do. And so it's a good analogy because we do pattern our thoughts and we do get stuck in those grooves and they get pretty deep in our mind. And sometimes they're reinforced by the world and so they get even deeper. We can't be attached to the old world because we'll keep dredging it up and bringing it with us. And you see people that do that all the time. They're so attached to their past, they get in new relationships, but they treat them like their old spouse or their old partner, right? And what happens there is you've dredged up the past and you've decided to bring it with you. Release the old stories about who you are. Do your best not to identify with old thought forms. Understand that the task of patterning, however you are now, has taken you your entire life. And so what's going to happen is it's going to take a very long time to repattern those things, right? Because your adaptive unconscious is set to be in the world in a very certain way. And so what you want to do is slow down and start looking at these patterns that you're living out. Start questioning the narrative that you hear in your mind. Because the quicker you go, the more likely it is that you're going to fall back into your patterns of reactivity, the more likely it is that you're going to identify with old thought forms. So you have to slow down and you have to consciously start going through your life sort of bit by bit and realize that the thing that holds you back, it's not reality, it is patterns. And you've been living them out, so it's going to take a while to live new ones. So as a journaling prompt this week, write down all of the old stories that you tell yourself and then set them on fire and burn them and watch them burn, because we're visual people. And so there's actually a lot of meaning we can get out of actually visually watching ourselves release these old stories. If you're not into theatrics, you could also just like rip it up or crumple it up and throw it away or something along those lines. But get those old stories out of your head, those old narratives out of your mind. And look at them objectively. Realize that you're not those. You're something else. You're set apart from those. And so seeing them on paper and not rattling around your head can be super beneficial. And then get rid of them. Consciously release those old thought patterns. And as they pop back up in your life, which they're going to because you've repatterned yourself in a certain way, when you remember, you just release that thought, right? Do your best to release that old story and then start to build out and live out a new one. I love you guys. Hope you have an amazing day. We'll talk later on Morning Coffee.